On the last line of the page, Pei Hei. Ayam Dakecha Dveikus. Pei Hei. The Dveikus is the Tachlis of our Avodas Hashem. And it's pretty mefurish in Psukim, in Chumash, and in Tanakh, and in many places in Chazal. And because of that, the Mechaber is explaining that even a person who is Talmud Chacham, and he spends his life doing good things, mitzvahs, and of course he's rewarded for all of that, and that's terrific. But he's not at all in this sugya of dveikus. Then the ikur is missing from his Yiddishkeit. The ikur of Yiddishkeit is shavis Hashem nagdi samin. The tachlis of Torah mitzvahs. So av shebevada, the last line of page pehei. Now, of course, we have to remember that the olive base of being an Eved Hashem is to be an Eved, is to serve Hashem faithfully, regardless of how one feels. He kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. Dveikus is the tachlis, but the beginning of being an Eved Hashem is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, meaning that regardless of how I'm feeling and whether I'm relating to Hashem today, or I'm not, or I sense this Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi. Regardless of all of that, a person has to be committed to O Malchus Shemayim, Mitoch Yiras Shemayim, to have simple Yiras Shemayim, to do the right thing, and to stay away from the wrong things. The Hain Lassus is a Maisim, or the Kaim is called Halachas, to do what we're supposed to do and observe all the Halachas. Kikach Tziva HaMelech. That's the olive base. And that's the basis, the basis of all of our Yiddishkeit. It's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's not the tachlis. It's not the tachlis of our Yiddishkeit, but it's the yesod of our Yiddishkeit. Is Kach Tziva HaMelech. It's not a matter of whether you're into it or you're not into it. You're feeling good about it, you're not feeling good about it. Kach Tziva HaMelech. This is what the king has commanded us to do. Whether you feel some dveikus or chibur or connection, or you don't feel, Allah. Zoh habasis. This is the basis. This is the yisod, the foundation of Allah tachlis. As I said, but it's not the tachlis. Ela achrei she'odam machzik bekabbalas ol. After a person is already in living a life of kabbalas ol, and of course. Everybody could always improve on that, but a person is committed to the program. He's on board. He's living a life of Kabbalah soul. Makabul atzm l'kayim is kol halachas, and he lives according to the Shulchan Aruch, and he follows all the dinim. But kol matzav, regardless of what the matzav is, then hu tzarech l'salas. The avodah of a Jew then is l'salas, is to ascend, is to grow. Hu tzarech l'salas. Lavod machmas ahavas akel, and to do all of these things, but because of ahava, and to be a person that's connected, that's dovuk to Hashem, and so on. Kama shukasav a Rambam, as the Rambam says, Kuf Chafal, look at the Rambam, and the Chasuv is very famous. Perak Yud Halacha Hey, Haosik ba lo liyira v'lo lekabel schar, ela b'mnei ahavas adon kol haaretz shetziva ba. Rambam is defining what does it mean to serve Hashem lishma. What's the tachlis of our avodas Hashem? Is not because of fear and not in order to receive reward, but because of ahavas adon kol haaretz. But rather because of the love of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shetziva Ba, who has given us all of these mitzvahs. Harizeh osik ba lishma. That's considered to be an esek. That's a Yiddishkeit which is lishma. So the Gemara says that a person should serve Hashem again, regardless of how he's feeling, even if it's shelo lishma, and that over time, with hard work, he'll come to a madrega of lishma. Therefore, when teaching children or the women. The klal ame haaretz, or uneducated people, ein milamdim oisin el lavad meyira. We begin always by teaching the aleph of Yiddishkeit, which is kabbalas al malchus shemayim meyira, to believe, to have Yiras Shamayim, Yiras HaOnesh, and so on. Uchedei lekabel schar. And at the beginning of one's avoda, or even with those individuals who they're always holding at the beginning, the ikar is kabbalah schar, that they're going to be rewarded, and if chalila they're not keeping things properly, there's a din, there's a dayin, and so on. But that's not the tachlis. Ad shetar b'dayta. The Rambam says until a person matures, tar b'daytan matures. Understands more. V'yishachmu chachmi yisera, then megalim lehem roz zeh ma'at ma'at. We reveal to the individual this secret. The secret meaning of avodah lishma. Roz zeh ma'at ma'at, slowly. U'magilin osan le'inyin zeh benachas, to help the individual become accustomed to this way of serving Hashem, the tachlis of serving Hashem, benachas, in a gentle way. Gradually, ad sheyasiguhu v'yaduhu v'yavduhu me'ahava, until the person is able to be masig Hashem and to know Hashem as much as that person can, and to serve Him me'ahava. It's the tachlis. It says the Rambam. This is not some sort of a drasha. It's not agadah. It's not chassidus. It's the tachlis of avodas Hashem. The Rambam brings it down lahalacha in the chesuva avodah me'ahava, which is dveikus. Back inside. Kirak zuhi avoda amitis. Because only this is avoda amitis. Sha'odam yargish kalus anefesh. To come to a point where a person feels kalus anefesh, which means, like David Mouse says, nichsuch vavagam kalus anavshi, a great longing of the soul. Mirova ahava, because of great love. Rotson li dabeg b'mesikus Hashem esbarach, and a great longing to become attached to the mesikus, to that sweetness of a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. Umisha zoichel hidabek b'chayzik b'Hashem Yisbarach. Anyone who is zoicha to be mizdabek b'chayzik b'Hashem Yisbarach in a strong way to Hashem, as ayuchal lamad kenegi pituya yetzahar, then he's able to withstand all of the seductions of the Yetzirah. Leitilo chalishas hadas mishum davar. He's not going to have a chalishas hadas from anything. Mizarch latachlis shleimus ha-menucha v'shleimus ha-muna. He's in a place of menucha, meaning menuchas ha-nefesh, and shleimus ha-muna. He's not tormented by every girl that's passing in the street, and by every sign, and by every taiva and every Yetzirah, because he's in love with Hashem Yisbarach. B'chamok m'matzav u'margish Hashem Yisbarach, wherever he is, he feels that closeness to Hashem. V'samech ito, and he's happy in this relationship. This is what makes him happy. This ahava and this dveikus that he has b'Hashem. And the marshal that we know of this in this world, it's uncomfortable, but the marshal is very obvious. That when you have a very strong relationship between a husband and a wife, and the husband and wife are both very, very pleased and excited and filled with simcha over that relationship, so each one doesn't have to worry that the other one will be on any level, will be unfaithful. So every time that somebody, you know, tells the wife, well, the reason, you know, even though your husband really loves you, he does love you, except, you know, he does some other things on the side. Inside of herself, she doesn't really believe that. Without going into an arichas, this is a sad conversation that I've had many, many times over the years, where a man has been unfaithful and caught, and then he swears up and down on every Chumash and Tanakh that I love you more than anything. But she doesn't believe him, and she has reason not to believe him. And because there's something that's missing, there's something that's wrong, obviously. It doesn't mean he doesn't care for her, without going into the different madrigas of this parasha. But there's something missing. If you're completely happy and you're satisfied in your place of dveikus with that person who it says in the Torah, you're happy there, and you're dovuk to your wife, then what bechlal interests you? Where? What? What are you dragging around? What are you looking? What are you? Why are you susceptible to such a thing? Why are you taken in by the world? Why is it that you failed? Why was it a test bechlal for you? Why was this? Why was it something that was testing you? Why were you? Why were you drawn to this? Look at Kuf Chav Beis. This is a very important nakuda. It's one of those nakudas that a person really needs to live with, and even if we're not there yet, but to believe in the truth of it. Harbe anoshim Kuf Chav Beis. Harbe anoshim agishim. Many people feel that the Yetzer Hara is just too strong for them. Too strong. I can't. Whatever language it is, I can't do this. So, this person is consistently losing, you know, that wrestling match with the Sarah Shal Esau, if you understand. It's not going. And he's not just limping, he's like completely shattered and broken by the Vayavek Ish Imo Vayavosa Yaakov Levado Vayavek Ish Imo Adalosa Shachar. It's not just talking about Yaakov, he was talking about a person who's by himself and nobody's watching him. Vayavosa Yaakov Levado and Vayavek Ish Imo. Plenty of people go to Adalosa Shachar. And they don't know what to do. Ve'enim Yodim Alasas. What's the Eitzah? Good people. They don't want this to happen. They're good people. Alatshuvihi, the answer to all of this is, this is not easy, but the answer is, no one talks about this answer. It doesn't seem to be one of the choices. Shezekar beglal shelo osko leknosis hadveikus. How could this be that you have a Jew, it's observing Torah mitzvahs, he goes to shul 3 times a day, he says brachas, he learns, he keeps mitzvahs, he tries to stay away from avers, but he's meshuga with the Yetzirah, and he oftentimes loses. How could that be? Zekar beglal shelo osko leknosis hadveikus. So the bigger answer to all of this, there are thousands of little explanations, and then there's always the explanation of how Chazal never knew about the internet. The internet is invincible. It's impossible to contend with the internet. And the Chevra hearing this all the time, and they believe that there are certain things that are simply impossible to fight against, impossible to win. That's not true. It's because the underlying problem is a lack of ahava, a lack of dveikus. That's the underlying problem. A lack of excitement in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, lack of ahava, lack of dveikus. Melehem lo rochshu was hanesha kamiti negere yetza. Same way in the marriage. If the guy is not crazy about his wife, so then he's missing the most basic thing that's necessary in order to fight against all the things that are out there. Ka neshek neged hayetzer hu rak hadvekus. The true neshek means the true weapon against the yetzer. The real weapon against the yetzer is dvekus. When you're dovuk, then you're not open for business. When there's dveikus b'Hashem, when you're meshigah for Hashem, when you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're dovuk to Yiddishkeit, then you're not interested in the other. It doesn't pull at you. You're not interested in the other things. The other things are silly. They don't have any interest. That's the true neshek. And it all boils down to one pasuk that we're going to be saying in a few hours. K'may shomu Chazal barasi Yetzer barasi l'tari tavlan. When Chazal said, I created the Yetzer, Hashem says, I created the Yetzer, and I created the Torah, which is the antidote. So that's like when we grew up, that was the most commonly quoted. That was every Rebbe was telling us that learn and steig because the Torah is tavlin. And it's true. But we were always wondering why it wasn't working. Why wasn't it working? And there's never been as much Torah being learned as now, Baruch Hashem. So of the Torah's tavlin, if the Torah is the vaccine against the Yetzer Hara, then why does the machlis seem to be so prevalent? Like why isn't the vaccine working? That seems to be doing worse than, God forbid, than Moderna and Pfizer, and I don't remember the other ones. It seems to be doing worse than all the other vaccines. How could that be? Terrorist tavlin. And every single yeshiva bracha grew up with this, that learn the terrorist tavlin. Just keep on learning. And then everything will be fine. I mean, Rebbe, then I won't have a yetzara, I won't do any averis, I won't have any taivas, just learn. The Gemara says, terrorist tavlin. So why is that so many people that's not working? What Chazal said is true. The Torah is tavlin. The answer to that, of course, is that Torah hi ikra hadvekis. When Torah is learned lishma, just like Chazal say, that when a person learns Torah lishma, it says in Pirkei Avos, zoche ledvarim harbe. He's zoche to all kinds of madregas. But if a person is learning Torah and the Torah is not lishma, on the most elementary level, it's not with dveikus b'Hashem. It's not even thinking about Hashem. It's not oftentimes even not with much belief in Hashem. And you're learning a lot of Torah, then you're not zoche ledvarim harbe. And one of the things that you're not zoche for is this neshek, is this weapon against the Yetzer. But it's nothing Kabbalistic. There's nothing mystical about it. It makes sense that if your learning is not a means of connecting to the one who gave the Torah, of being dovuk to Hashem, and it doesn't bring you to a place of dveikus, because that's not what you're looking for in your learning. You're looking for other things, whatever those other things are, but you're not looking for dveikus b'Hashem. You're looking for success, to be smart, it's exciting, it's interesting, you want to shlug up your chavrusa, whatever it is. But you're not looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're learning. So then you're not zoche l'dvar ma'arbe. One of the things that you're not zoche for is that it's not a matter of anything mystical. It's just, then it doesn't protect you. So you could talk from Haid Bismorgan about the Homachloikis, about what is the meaning of learning Torah Lishma. You could go, it's a fascinating conversation between big tzaddikim, and one could talk about it, the Nefesh HaChaim and the Tanya, and you could talk about it all day. But the bottom line is, if your learning is not a learning that is almanas, that is not succeeding in connecting you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either because you're not learning what the part of Torah that you should be learning, or you could be learning, or because you're not looking for Hashem, or whatever the reasons are, then how is that Torah going to protect you? The only way that the Torah then can then protect you is, of course, that there is certainly a koch that a person has in the schus of learning Torah, and just the schus of learning. And the schus of learning is something which itself creates some armor. That's true. But as far as it being a tavlin, and you're not having a Sahara, and you're being clean and pure and so on, if your learning of Torah is not clean and pure for the sake of Dveikus b'Hashem, then it doesn't do that for you. It can do it for each one of us. Torah is the most unbelievable means of achieving Dveikus. It's the most unbelievable means of achieving Dveikus is through the Limud HaTorah. But if that's not what you're seeking in your Limud HaTorah, and over the years, it's just on and on and on, with it being an intellectual inyan and just learning and so on, without the ahav and the dveikus, that's the tachlis of learning Torah, So then how is it supposed to be a Tavlin? How is that vaccine supposed to work? V'ikir inyan ha-Torah, ha-Dveikus. K'moshi ha-Zbara, besides the Shema v'Maimra ha-Torah, which we're going to learn in the Maimra of Torah. K'ad-Dveikus ba-Hashem Zbara, hi ha-Koach she-Yochel l'achni ha-Yetzer. Because Dveikus Bashem is the koach, is the greatest weapon that a person has, lachnias ayetzer. But then, when a person is in that place of Dveikus, so then he no longer has to engage in that hand-to-hand combat. Then the fight is over. I mean, there's always something. We're in this world where a person's in a physical body, but certainly it's a completely different playing field, and he's on a different madrega. Kimisha zarech ledveikus, so margush tanug bekir v'selokim chayim, a person who's dovuk and feels great pleasure, that's his tanug in life, his kir v'selokim chayim, being close to the living God. That's his tanug in life, kir v'selokim chayim. Mimela hu soynes ha-ra b'tachlis ha-sinah, so mimela, he hates ra, b'tachlis ha-sinah. He despises evil. And that's the puzzle we're going to say in a few hours. K'moshe kosov, Ayhave Hashem, sinu ra. That's the pasuk, Ayhave Hashem, sinu ra. Why doesn't anybody talk about that? Why is it just for the Baal Tefillah to say something with a little bit of a nigun? Ayhave Hashem, sinu ra. If you're in love with God, you hate evil. What's the problem with the internet? What's the problem? What's the problem with the pretty girl on the other side of the mechitza? What's the problem? I have Hashem sinura. What's the problem with dipping into somebody else's money, into somebody else's pocket, or being dishonest? What's the problem? I have Hashem sinura. I know it's easy to say, but that's what it is. I have Hashem sinura. If you love Hashem, you hate evil. Whatever Ra is. Halacha defines what Ra is. We know what Ra is. You can play all kinds of games. How many calls I've gotten over the last couple of months about using phony vaccine cards to go traveling and so on. I said, what are you calling me to ask this? It's a shiloh. So it's not the question of whether I'm into the vaccines or not into the vaccines, but it says in the Torah, Midrash Sheker Tirchak, I don't know what you're talking about. It says, don't lie. So how do you do that? Well, because my kid's learning in Yeshiva and Yishlaim, I want to go. So, what should I tell you? Talk to your conscience. Don't bother me with these ridiculous phone calls about it.
You know. Clearly bothers them.
Which is what I say to them. Like, so I try to give them some chizik that if you're asking me, most people don't. They don't ask. They just, or there was people buying these things. They say, "You're asking me means it's something which you understand is not mahadrin, mina mahadrin, to do such a thing. If you're against the vaccination, that's okay. But there are consequences to that. So then you're not going to go on your vacation. You're not traveling. If that's what the rule is at that time, I don't know. It changes. I don't know what's going on. But if that's the rule, then. But to go someplace and to show something and it's not really yours and you never got vaccinated, and you're showing a card that says you're vaccinated, no, it says mitvash ha-ketirchak. So then it starts already with, you know, that they it's all baloney, and they're rishoyim, and they make these things, and who said, and this is because of Biden, I never voted for Biden, you know. It starts with all those deburim, but the mice say, something is not true. It's just not true. And you're signing on something that's not true. So it's not a question of who you voted for, and it's not whether you like the vaccine, you don't want to have it, you do want to have the vaccine. If you don't have the vaccine, it's okay. But then don't say you had it. So then it means you're a person of principle, whatever, that's your principle. You believe in that you're not going to take the vaccine. If that's your principle, then live by your principles. What should I tell you? You're going to be some kind of a novenadnika? That's what you're a novenad. A person should be an erlich person. It's not erlich to lie to people, that's all. You don't agree with the law? Okay, you don't have to agree, but it doesn't mean then you're not going to go on vacation, that's all. Then you're not traveling. If that's the law, then you're not traveling. I don't know. It doesn't sound so complicated. But if you're not... It becomes hazy and unclear when you're not dovuk to the truth. When you're dovuk to the truth, when you're dovuk to the emes, when you're in that's only a mushel of Ayhave Hashem, so then sinura. Then you hate sheker. You hate anything that's defined by the Torah as being ra. So you want? I said it won't take you long after you hang up the phone. You could find some other person who'll say you could do it. So I'm saying, you'll find somebody. But I'm missing the sheker. I don't know. So have Hashem sin a rav. If it's clear to a person, then I have Hashem. Then sin a rav. Then there's a hatred for ra. Can't stand ra. That's the pasuk. That's the pasuk. Ahave Hashem sinu ra. Four words. When a person is on the computer, when a person is in the street, when a person is at work, whatever person is in life, every moment of his life. Ahave Hashem sinu ra. So if the Torah is being learned and it has not brought a person, or the person is not, we'll talk about this in a second, is not looking for that in his learning, Hashem, so then he's not necessarily a Sinei Ra, because only the Ahave Hashem a Sinei Ra. So even though he knows that this is Ra, and he knows that there's a Halacha, but if he's weak, maybe he's vulnerable, and if he had a bad day, if he had an argument with his wife, so then, no. The Sarah Shal Esav beats him up. That's all. He loses. He doesn't just walk away limping. He loses. Loses. But it's interesting how no one talks about that. We never heard that. That there's a way to fight against Ra, and it's called Ahavas Hashem. No one ever said that. I never heard it growing up, except in davening. But no one ever said, let's work on Ahavas Hashem, on Dveikas B'Hashem. And that way, you're not going to have to worry about these things. You won't have to worry about them. If you're an Ohev Hashem, you're Sinei Ra. A Sinei Ra could make a mistake sometimes, but he's not going to be schlepped along in the sewer. He's not going to fall into that. Umimela, at the bottom of the note, that's the real weapon against all these things. Taiva and kinna and sinna and gaiva, all the bad stuff. All the bad stuff. Kimisha zoichel dvekus amitis. Because a person who zoichel to dvekus amitis. Look, Adarach Marshall. Anybody here has any feeling of affection towards Hamas? No. Fech. Why? They have some svaras. The Palestinians have some good svaras. You ever listen to have some svaras? Not interested in the svaras at all. Why? Because everybody sitting right here loves the Jewish people with a passion. All of you and myself, we're in love with Am Yisrael. So, Ahave Yisrael, Soinim Hamas. You understand? It's a very simple formula. I'm not going into the Svaras of the Palestinians. I don't have to go to have a whole history lesson. Although that's good, it's important, but I don't need that. I'm an Ohev Yisrael, you're Ahave Yisrael, and mainly you're Soinim Ra. Someone has to give us a lecture about the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. Somebody has to ma'ir a sin inside of us for the Nazis. We have some sort of confusion when it comes to what happened in the Holocaust and what the Nazis, who they are and what they are. We have no confusion at all because we are Havi Yisrael. so we don't fall into that confusion. But look what's going on in the world. Look what's going on in the world. What they call moral equivalency, and with the biggest Rishoyim, Tibi Melamed Schus, look what goes on in the world. We understand that Soine Yisrael don't hate Hamas. I have Yisrael hate Hamas. So none of us are being tempted to join. There are people in the civilized world, thousands and thousands of people every year are joining these radical groups, whether it's Hamas or some other, thousands of people. All of us are worried about our children and our grandchildren, but not one of you is worried that they're going to join Hamas. Nobody's worried about that. But there are parents out there that are worried about that. Because it's so clear to us, this love that we have for our people generates intuitively in each and every one of us a sinner for those who have lifted not only fingers and hands, but weapons, knives, and rifles, and bombs against us. And so, it's kosher to us. When a person is an Oyev Hashem, it's pasha to an Oyev Hashem that Ra, not just people who are hurting Jews, but people who are connected ideas, I'm saying, anything that's against Hashem. Anything that's against Hashem. We're all very protective of our families, and anybody that could potentially harm any one of our kids or our wives or parents, brothers or sisters, we're very protective. A tzaddik is an Oyev Hashem, and he's very protective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that smells a little bit of Ra, the tzaddik intuitively hates. He fights against. Anything that smells of Ra. Even if it's not something which is horrible. It's not horrible, but it's not the Ratzon Hashem. You have to sit down and have like an hour conversation with somebody to convince a person why a kiddush club in shul is not a good thing. You think you'd have to have that conversation with the Chofetz Chaim or something? Why is it wrong to leave shul and to miss the haftarah or something? To be able to have a drink and to make some jokes at the talk. You have to have something that requires, that's like a milchama. That's a milchama. You have to fight against that. You have to explain it. If you have the slightest bit of a havas Hashem and the love of davening and the love of Yiddishkeit, so then you feel intuitively that this is disgusting. What do you mean? Is it not deraisa? Is it rabbanan? What exactly does it mean to miss the haftar? What's the big affair? Guy's making kiddush. He says the words. Al kain. They don't usually say v'shamra. There's not enough time for that because they don't want to miss musaf. You understand? So you just say al kain. No time v'shamra. Al kain, and they get a little glass of schnapps, not a glass of grape juice or wine. Al kain. And you say, don't you feel that there's like an inconsistency in your Yiddishkeit? To go in the middle of davening and to having a drink? Is there any? And you can get like into an hour conversation and they're saying all kinds of svaras about why. And by the end of the conversation, he's trying to tell you that this is a big mitzvah to do this. Jews are going through hard times. It's very important to friendship and shul, socializing. I've heard this stuff all the years. There was a whole tikkun against years ago when I made the thing again bichlal about having schnapps in shul. What about camaraderie? What about friendship? You're not allowed to talk, so can't they at least have a drink? These are all conversations when you've already lost the milchama. You understand? Now it's just a question of territory, of how much territory you're losing. you lost the war. It's just a matter of how much, you know, of your Yiddishkeit you're going to salvage. But anybody who has the slightest chush of Ahavas Hashem, there are things that they might not be classified as evil. But you feel that this is something which is hurting the one that I love. It's hurting the one that I love. You go find me a parent that would be okay. You have a wonderful little fifth grader, and you find me a parent that would say it's okay. The fifth grader's Rebbe, every single day, at around 10 to 10 in the morning, goes to the teacher's room to drink a little bit with the guys. The Rebbe. And let's take that to the next level. What if the Mora would do that of your little girl? The gals. You know, listen, this 2021. The gals, the teachers all go. They leave the kids in the class. They leave the kids in the class, and they have a drink. They talk about some stuff. Nothing much. 10, 15 minutes. What's the big deal? What did they miss? Sahakal, what did they miss with the kids? A couple of ISIS, the Aleph base. What did the Rebbe miss? A Mishnah, a half a Mishnah. What did the Mora miss? A Rashi. What did they miss? What's the big deal? They're in the teacher's room for the... Hashem wants them to enjoy and to be happy. This way they'll be better teachers. Would any parent tolerate such a thing? No, because you love your kid. And you would hate for that to happen. You would hate the Rebbe or the Mora. I mean, hate the person, but you would hate such a thing. And you wouldn't tolerate it. There would be a march of all the parents on the school, and they'd break down. Those would be worse than what happened in the White House. If teachers did that, but why not? There's a kiddush club in the yeshiva. The rebbeim have a kiddush club. The maris have a kiddush club. Well, let's say the ladies don't go to drink. They just they go to the mall for half hour. They go shopping for half hour. Oh, it's almost Thanksgiving. They go to the mall for half hour. Why? It's very intense, you know. To be in the classroom all morning, it's very intense. So, I need a little bit, you know, take it easy. What's the big deal? Why are you making all these talks about kiddush clubs? Why do you get so worked up about it? What's the big deal? When kids say that, they don't get away with it. But adults say, what's the big deal? But if you're not in the parish at all, of being protective of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, of your Father in Heaven, and there's no relationship with Him, then why is it a big deal? And then from there, it's not a big jump to go over to things that are mamish and halacha, serious matters. Although, of course, there are serious matters with missing the Haftarah and so on. But then there are a lot of other things that become, what's the big deal? But the reason you wouldn't tolerate it in school with the kids is because you love your kid. And because you love your kid, you can't bear the fact that he's being treated in a way that's disrespectful, that's not alechachila, that's not right. Parents are screaming and fighting because they want this Rebbe for their kid, they want that teacher for their kid, and they're ready to make a whole milchama because their kid's not in the best class. But when it comes to the Baruch Shalom, no. It's because of those four words, I have Hashem sinu ra. That doesn't mean that a person doesn't occasionally slip. But the strongest weapon against all levels of ra, from actual, real, serious ra, to subtle areas of ra. When a person is an Oyev Hashem, he's not in that. It's silly, and he has a sin for it. It's something which is despicable to him. Because he loves Hashem Yisbarach. And when you love Hashem Yisbarach, anything that's insulting to him hurts you. The Kiddush Club is insulting to Hashem. It's an insult to him. Talking and davening is a huge insult to Hashem. It's a huge insult to Hashem. Otherwise, you get into these conversations. Somebody will drain your cup. Why? What's the worst thing? I know a lot of people, they talk during davening. And isn't it better that I come to shul? You know, all those diburim, they just give you, you know, you get a headache talking about these things. So what are you talking about? It's insulting to Hashem, Baruch. How do you do such a thing, to insult HaKadosh Baruch in his place? To turn away from him, to ignore him in his place, and to go, how do you do such a thing? It's insulting. Don't you feel that it insults Hashem? Don't you feel that it's hurtful? Doesn't it bother you? Doesn't it bother you? If you're looking through the window of your kid's class, if there'd be a glass, and it would be recess, right, in the class, and you'd see all the girls are playing, and that your daughter, no one's talking to. She's on the side looking out the window. No one wants to play with her. It wouldn't be a knife in your heart. It would be a knife in your heart. You would go and try to do something about it. You would try to help the situation. You would ask the mother, please talk to these girls. My daughter is left like this. What's wrong? Why is that? It doesn't need any explanation, because the parent loves the girl, and it's unbearable that she should be treated in that way. Alach is kamav kamav, she's bullied by anybody. But even to be ignored. But we have to explain to somebody why walking away from Hashem Yisbarach in the middle of davening, or ignoring him and talking to people during davening, why that's not such a major aveira. What are you hacking with this? There are much bigger aveiras in the world than this. But if it was your kid in class, and you look through the window, and your kid's by herself, and everybody's ignoring her, they're all talking, and your kid is standing there, no one's talking to her, it hurts you, because you love your child. It's the neshek, it's the weapon against all ra, is ahav, is love. And that's why the whole Inyan of Baal Shem HaKadosh was this. That's the whole Inyan of Baal Shem was this. In the deepest way, the only real way to be successful, to be victorious in this Muhammad against ra, is with ahav, is with love. It's the only way. And all the variations of ra in our lives, in the world, this is the Muhammad against ra. This is the Muhammad against ra. That's the true neshek against ra. A neshika, right? Neshek means a weapon. And it's the same word as neshika, a kiss. That's the only where there's a hava, where there are neshikas, where there's a neshika, then there's I have a Hashem, a sinu ra. It's the same thing with raising children. It's with everything. Kamisha zoichel advekus amitis who kol kach margishes Hashem, the last lines of the note. Kimisha zoichel advekus amitis who kol kach margishes Hashem Yisbarach. A person who feels be'emes advekus, he feels Hashem in such a way, kol kach margishes Hashem Yisbarach. The kol kach ichpas lo mimenu. That's what I'm talking about. Ichpas lo mimenu. Ichpat lo mimenu. The same way he bothers you about your kid. Ichpas lo mimenu. It hurts you. It bothers you. It's your child. It's the Baruch Shem. It's your father. If somebody, Chalila, if you see somebody's making fun of your father, it kills you. If someone's making fun of your father, it hurts you. You can't be soivel such a thing, that someone's insulting your father. You can't be soivel such a thing. Actually, you're talking shiasa ezepulu nagad Hashemzbach. So when you're in that parasha of Ahavas Hashem, of Ahavas Hashem, so you can't. It's not possible for you to knowingly do something. You can make a mistake, but to knowingly do something that would hurt your father, to knowingly do something that upsets your father, you wouldn't be able to do it. It's not that you're fighting against the taiva to do it. A person has a taiva to do that, a taiva to hurt a child, a taiva to hurt your child, a taiva to insult your father. to tell somebody to go give my father a hard time? Somebody has a taiva like that? Is it a taiva? It's a mius. You can't even stand the thought of it. You can't stand the thought of it. I can think back, if I go to that place far away a long time ago, you know, if two or three times, just something where I was with my father and something, you know, with another person, and I'm not violent by nature, but when somebody's insulting or hurting your father, somebody that you love, you could become violent. You feel that. I remember once, I'm just, you know, once a year my father would take me and one of the friends from the block, we'd go to Yankee Stadium. We'd go for a ball game. My father didn't know what they were doing, and the second we got there, he would just take out the Yiddish paper and read. He never once looked up, even when they were screaming and hollering. Just sometimes when, if I would jump off from the chair, he would, without looking from the paper, he would just go like this to me, like this to sit down. He didn't like that I was getting so excited. But I remember we were once going in, and we're, and my father was talking about the guy at the gate with something with a ticket or something, and the guy said to my father, "Can you talk regular English?" Like, my father had a heavy accent, and he said that to my father, "I don't understand you. You're not talking normal English," something like that. I remember it so clearly. You know, when something is very upsetting, you can remember it your whole life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted like to punch the guy. I don't know, I was like 12 or something, but I wanted like to go after this guy. Because my father repeated himself two or three times, and the guy says, "You don't talk regular English, I can't," like he was making fun. I remember he was there, these two guys, and they were laughing. You know, you want to punch the guy out. You can't be civil such a thing. It's you love your father, you respect your father, and someone's making fun. So You have to explain for an hour what's wrong with going out by davening. What's wrong with talking by davening? It's insulting to your father. It hurts you. And you have to explain that. If you feel it, then it's pushed to you. If you don't feel it, then you have to get in all kinds of tishuses and be shy, you understand. But if you feel it, then it's so this is the strongest antidote against Ra, against Taivas, against Yetzirah. It's Dveikus Bashem. But the Limudim that we're taught, they're not Limudim of Dveikus Bashem. And the Shmuzim that we were hearing, we're not Shmuzim about Dveikus Bashem, or Ahavas Hashem. For a kid, we were told that's something which is only for big Bali Madregas, for big Tzaddik. It's not for regular people. Regular people cannot have such strong feelings for God. So if you're not in that parasha, then it's hand-to-hand combat, then. It's a rough world, and it's getting worse by the day. So, if we and our children are not being armed with the Ahavas Hashem, what are the percentages? What are the chances of giving a knockout punch to the Sour Shalaisav? Like, what are the chances of that? Not so high, because the Sour Shalaisav is getting stronger and bigger every day. But when a person is Bechlal not, he's not interested. He doesn't have anything to do with the Sour Shalaisav. That's the way. Not only that, you have a sinner for the Sour Shalaisav. That's the surest way to be victorious. Okay, we'll continue by Zeshem.